there's tons of culture vultures these days, people trying to step into the industry and essentially profit off it at the expense of disrespecting the culture, tarnishing the culture, even poisoning the culture, and, you know, and just walking out the door without a care in the world. That's basically what a culture vulture is, trying to profit off an industry that you don't care about. With anime, we've seen this a lot in the past 10 years, in the last decade, because, you know, American companies in particular, where anime is strongest, you know, outside of Japan at least, a lot of these companies, they see anime as a cash grab. They see it as a quick money maker, you know, get rich quick, if you will. And they're running with the trend, because anime is the thing now. I mean, it's popular. It's not even just a thing now. It's been like this for years. I mean, it's been like this since the late 90s, early 2000s, but since the 2000s, obviously, anime's grown tons, leaps and bounds, because obviously the internet made it bigger, it made everything popular, and because streaming sites and services are so shit, pirate sites came along and made that even bigger, you know, like Kiss Anime, perfect example. That's the only one, really, you can speak of that's been there since day, you know, since day one, pretty much anyway, and it hasn't gone away. You know, they've tried to ban it, block it, all kinds of stuff, but they're still around. But that's besides the point. The point is, pirate sites have helped the anime industry get to where it is today, and that's why these companies are trying to come in, you know, take some money, make some money, push agendas and narratives and all this kind of shit. CBR, to me, is one perfect example. I mean, if you look at their site, CBR.com, in the last 10 years, no, in the last 5 years, maybe even 4 or 3 years, they've been going all out anime news, anime articles, like literally dozens and dozens and dozens every single week. If you look at the catalog, if you look through the site, you'll see it for yourself. And then you have all these sites and even YouTubers. You have basically people coming into the industry. All of a sudden, they think anime is cool. They portray this image of them being fans of it. But then you look under the surface, you dig a little deeper, then you start to see a picture. And that picture is basically, there are things in anime they don't like. They're trying to change that. They want to adjust it. They want to bend it to their, you know, Americanism. Because it's usually Americans who are doing this. I mean, you know, the whole SJW, toxic feminists and all this kind of shit. It's usually, if you pay attention, like on Twitter, for example, that's the breeding ground. Twitter is the breeding ground for all this kind of culture vulture stuff going on. If you look at it, it's usually people who aren't really fans. Another example to me is Kim Kardashian. I mean, back in 2018, we had Violet Evergarden in January. We also had Darling in the Franxx. And then she was, you know, posting all these tweets about anime is my inspiration or anime is my inspo. There's a picture of Zero Two and, you know, she's in a manga store with Kanye West and all these kind of pictures going on Instagram and Twitter. And after that, ironically, she never made a tweet again. She never posted anything again. There was nothing about anime. There's nothing about manga. To this day, nothing. That was it. That was it. End of story. And I mean, that's kind of culture vulture-ish. She kind of used the moment because let's be honest, in February 2018, Darling in the Franxx was one of the biggest shows in the industry and of the decade, actually. It was mad. I mean, it was extremely popular. Everybody was talking about it. I was talking about it. I was promoting it and pushing it personally. There was controversy between fans over the 12th, 13th episode, something like that. You know, there's all these stupid death threats. You name it. It goes on and on and on. And it was even banned in China, I think, for its suggestive, you know, scenes and fan service and back shots and all that kind of shit. So it was a big time for anime. It was a big time. You could not ignore it. Let's put it that way. Especially not in the US, because it's pretty big over there. You know, outside of Japan. I mean, anime is extremely big in the US, more than anywhere else, apart from obviously Philippines, India, stuff like that. But anyway, and ironically, Kim Kardashian started tweeting and talking about anime and manga around that same time, in that same month, around the same days. Literally, just like Google it, look at the history, or go to the site and look at the description of this podcast and, you know, look at the links. It's all there. Culture vulture. But she kind of dipped out pretty quick. She got a little, you know, attention off it, and that was really it. I think she didn't really pursue it like some culture vultures tend to do when they come into an industry and try profiting off it. I mean, I don't know if she made money off that, off those few posts. I can't really say. It didn't look like that to me, but you had a hint of culture vulture in there, if you ask me. and even GameSpot, which I've already wrote about. I mean, GameSpot is obviously a site for games. It's all in the name. They've been around for years. I mean, as far as I know, since the 2000s. They've been around since the 2000s. But GameSpot, nowadays, publishes a lot of, you know, anime content, anime news, anime articles, anime pieces. It's mental because they're all about games, and yet even in the title of their site, or when you go on Google and you look at the title that pops up, it says, you know, it basically something pertaining to, you know, a site for games and news and all that kind of thing. It has nothing to do with anime or anything else, any other topic. But anyway, they publish a whole lot of articles and news pieces on anime. And they've been doing this a lot, just like CBR.com, in the last, we'll say, 5 or 3 years. So we're talking since 2015 to 2017. Around that time, if you go on these sites, even IGN.com a little bit. I mean, if you look on these sites, you look at the insane amount of articles they've been publishing in anime, even though they're not really anime-related sites, especially GameSpot. And even though anime was never a part of their agenda, now it is, obviously, because now they can make money off it. They see it's popular, it's in mainstream, people are talking about it. You know, it gets views, it makes money, it gets attention. You have all these YouTubers, you have all these websites and news websites in the, you know, in YouTube's case, millions of subscribers for some YouTube channels, you know, related to anime, like Lost Balls and all that kind of stuff. Or even in the hundreds of thousands or tens of thousands. And then you have websites with millions of visitors, you know, Anime News Network, Crunchyroll, Otaku Mode, My Anime List, stuff like that. I mean, you can't escape it. Anime is practically mainstream, but it's still being denied mainstream access or, you know, publicity. It's just not being accepted like that. But either way, the money's there. And it just seems to me, when you pay attention to the industry, what's been going on in the last 10 years, especially the last 5 years, all these people seem to be coming in who never really promoted or gave a fuck about anime before, and now they want to start talking about it and promoting it like it's cool, like they've loved it, like they've grew up on it, you know, like they're genuine fans of it because they know it's going to get clicks, views, it's going to make money, people are going to click on ads on the site, you know, people are going to start talking about them, it's going to generate shares, and it's going to basically drive their agendas, their narratives, especially when it comes to all this political correctness, because a lot of these articles are all about political correctness. Like, for example, a lot of them talk about, you know, is anime misogynist, is anime sexist, and all this kind of BS, you know, like all this double standard nonsense that goes on mostly in the US compared to the UK or Europe or India or whatever country you want to use as reference. We're going to see a lot of, you know, we're going to see a lot more companies doing this. Netflix is another example too. I mean, Netflix to me is the perfect culture vulture. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care if you're going to say Netflix is promoting anime or the fact that anime is on Netflix, that's a good thing. To me, that's all BS, because at the end of the day, they're only interested in one thing, and that's, you know, making money off it, making a profit off it. That's really it. If the industry died tomorrow and everybody went bankrupt and nobody cared about it anymore, Netflix would just say, all right, they go to the anime catalog on the site, they delete it, and then they start focusing on all their other, you know, shows and films and, you know, American TV and documentaries, and they focus on all that stuff like they were doing before. They wouldn't do anything about it to restore it, recover it, revive it. And that is the definition of a culture vulture. It's all about profit at the expense of the culture, not caring about the culture, not investing in the culture, and not caring what happens to the culture because of your actions, because of the agendas and the narratives that you're pushing and all that stuff. I'm going to keep seeing a lot more of this. Netflix is going to try make their own series, make it original, and then cut out Japan so they can't get involved, which then cuts them out of the picture, which then allows Netflix to profit off anime, even though what they're making isn't original or true to the culture. Especially people, these fake activists on Twitter and all that kind of stuff, like all these people who are acting like they actually give a damn, they'd all turn the other way and, you know, jump on the next trend and attack the next thing that they don't like personally, and so on and so forth. I mean, that's kind of my thoughts on the culture vultures. But yeah, what do you think?